Though the daily schedule will vary according to the time of the year, the phases of the moon, and the seasons in general, a typical schedule might be as follows. At 5 a.m., morning puja, chanting and meditation. At 6:30, chores, mostly domestic. 7:15, light breakfast. 8 o'clock, meal preparation and general work period. At 11 o'clock, the main meal is served, which is eaten in silence. This will be the last meal of the day. Immediately after the meal is the best time to visit with the monastics. Afternoons are generally unstructured. At 7 p.m. in the evening, evening puja, chanting and meditation, followed by a Dhamma talk on lunar observance days. As was the tradition in the time of the Buddha, the monastery follows a lunar calendar. Our observance days fall on the four moon quarters. On these days, the routine is relaxed, with more time available for contemplation and personal practice. A typical schedule around the lunar observance days may be as follows. There is no early morning group meditation on the lunar observance day or the following morning. Nor is there an evening group meditation the day before the lunar observance day or the day after the lunar observance day. On the lunar observance day, the 7 p.m. evening puja may extend until midnight. Typically, meditators may alternate between sitting and walking meditation. As the schedule surrounding lunar observance days can vary, please check with one of the monastics or a community member for details. There is a public meditation held every Saturday at 1 p.m. Chanting precedes this meditation, and it will be followed by a Dhamma talk. You are welcome to join us earlier for a potluck meal which is served at 11 a.m. Except for the 1 p.m. meditation, the daily schedule remains unaltered. Isarana Monastery is primarily a monastery devoted to the training of monks. Although we do not run retreats in the monastery, people are welcome to visit, and it is generally possible to arrange accommodation for several days as a guest, sharing in the lifestyle of the monastic community. Guests participate both in the routine of the monastery as well as in the activity of the community, and are expected to take part in all aspects of the monastery schedule. As guests are temporarily part of the community, it is not appropriate to come and go or to engage in external business. If, however, circumstances require, necessary arrangements can be made by speaking with a monastic or a community member. To make the monastery a haven of quiet and solitude, guests are generally not permitted to use monastery telephones or computers, and we highly recommend that cell phone and personal computer use be kept to a minimum so as to ensure a peaceful, contemplative stay. Tisarana Buddhist Monastery is a smoke-free environment, and unfortunately, we are unable to accommodate pets. Standards of behavior for lay people visiting Tisarana are governed by the 8 precepts. Here is a list of the 8 precepts kept by all residents and guests. 1. To refrain from destroying living creatures. 2. To refrain from taking that which is not given. 3. To refrain from any kind of intentional sexual behavior. 4. To refrain from incorrect speech. Guests are encouraged to avoid false, abusive, or malicious speech and idle chatter. 5. To refrain from intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. 6. To refrain from eating after midday. 7. To refrain from beautification, entertainment, and adornment. Guests are encouraged not to dress immodestly and not to seek distraction in such ways as listening to music, watching movies, etc. 8. To refrain from lying on a high or luxurious sleeping place. Guests are encouraged not to overindulge in sleep. Though most of the following items are in limited supply at the monastery, and usage can be requested on the booking form, we suggest you bring the following items with you: a flashlight, a sleeping bag or sheets and blankets, pillow, towel and toiletries, sturdy shoes, work clothing, warm clothing in the winter months, and an alarm clock. When making a booking, please note that first-time visitors are limited to 1 week. For those who have previously spent time with our community, it may be possible to arrange a longer stay. Once at the monastery, all guests are encouraged to stay for the duration of their scheduled booking, unless an emergency arises. If, for whatever reason, a reservation cannot be kept, please inform the monastery as soon as possible. Otherwise, someone else may be unnecessarily turned away for lack of space. As telephone reservations are generally not encouraged, to book a visit, please fill in the guest booking form. Thank you for your interest in visiting Tisarana Buddhist Monastery.